Hallelujah, name which Christ, we continue to study transforming our lives.
Hallelujah, 奉主的圣名，我们要继续来查考转变我们的生命。
Let's turn the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 20.
我们来看马太福音第五章第二十节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 20.
马太福音第五章第二十节。
For I say to you, that unless your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee, you by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
只是我告诉你们我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
So for the last three sections, we have studied with one another. If we want to live a life that full of blessing, we must go up to the mountain.
所以我们已经查考了过去三节，我们如果要得到福气的话，一定要登到山上。
Only when we go up to the mountain, if we feel that we are poor in spirit.
当我们上到山上，才会觉得我们的心是虚的。
And if we feel that we are poor in spirit, for there is a kingdom of heaven.
我们如果是虚心的人，我们天国就是我们的。
And if we feel that we are poor in spirit, then we will yearn for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们如果是虚心的人，我们就会要渴慕我们的神。
And when we yearn for Him, we'll be comforted.
当我们渴慕神的时候，我们就必得安慰。
And then when we yearn for Lord Jesus Christ, we become a meek person.
当我们是哀恸的人，我们渴慕主耶稣，我们就会成为温柔者的人。
And then our heart can become very fruitful.
我们温柔的话，就能够承受地土。
Because we will be hungry and thirsty for God's righteousness.
再来，我们就会变成饥渴慕义的人。
So we cannot succeed these four steps.
但是我们不能继续只有这四个步骤。
And then we cannot become a merciful person.
如果有这四个步骤的话，我们就不能不成为有连续的人。
And then we cannot become a person that pure in heart.
我们就能够成为有清心的人。
And then we cannot become the peacemaker.
就能够成为使人和睦的人。
And then we are not willing to be persecuted for God's righteousness.
那我们就能够为义受逼迫。
But if we be able to accomplish the four steps,
那我们如果能够有这四个步骤，
not only that we can become all these things, but also we can become the salt and the light of the world.
这样我们就能够成为世上的盐和世上的光。
Then verse 20, our Lord Jesus Christ said to the disciple,
那二十节，主耶稣告诉门徒，
For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee, you by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
你们的义若不能胜于文士和法利赛人的义，不能进天国。
So when our Lord Jesus Christ talked about the kingdom of heaven,
所以当主耶稣讲到天国的时候，
we must take it very seriously.
我们一定要很严肃的来聆听。
Especially when he said, if we do not exceed the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
特别当他说到我们的义若不胜过文士和法利赛人，不能进天国。
Because during this time, our Lord Jesus Christ said to him, he did not come to destroy the law.The prophets.
因为这时候耶稣说到，他不是来要废去律法，
but rather he came to fulfill.
但是是要来成全律法。
Then he said to them, For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till it is fulfilled.
主耶稣也说，天地都要废去，律法的一点一画也不能废去，都要成全。
So in other words, everything that is in the Bible,
所以每一件记在圣经的事，
we must be able to obey it.
我们一定要来遵守。
And do our best to do so.
我们一定要尽我们的力量来遵守。
That's why he's emphasized that the law and prophet he comes to fulfill it, not to destroy it.
所以主耶稣才会说他是来要成全律法，不是要废掉。
Then in verse 19 he said, "Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teach men so, should be called the least in the kingdom of heaven."
所以十九节，如果有人废掉这诫命中最小的一诫，要教训人他就是要成为最小的。
So for us as a chosen people of God,
所以我们成为被神拣选的人。
We must carefully observe everything that is in the Bible.
我们要很仔细小心地遵守圣经上的记载。
So when it said, if our righteousness did not exceed the righteousness of scribes and Pharisees,
所以我们的义若不胜过文士和法利赛人的义。
What does this mean?
这告诉我们什么？
What is the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee?
什么是文士和法利赛人的义？
That is on verse 21.
这是在二十一节。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
You have heard that it was said to those of old, you should not murder, and whoever murder will be in danger of the judgment.
有人吩咐古人的话，不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判。
So we know this is the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee.
所以我们知道这个是文士和法利赛人的义。
Because in the olden days, if you do not murder a person, you'll be fine.
因为在古时候，他们没有杀人就好了。
But what is our righteousness?
那我们的义是什么？
That is on verse 22.
就是22节。
But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of judgment.And whoever say to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of counsel. But whoever say, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire.
告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判；凡骂弟兄是加拉的，难免受公会的审判；凡骂弟兄是魔力的，难免受地狱的火。
You can see that our righteousness is much more difficult than the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee.
所以我们可以看到，我们要有的义是比文士和法利赛人的义更难。
That's why God gave us the Holy Spirit.
所以这样神才赐给我们圣灵。
To give us strength and power to overcome the scribe and Pharisee and their righteousness.
所以我们有能够有力量，能够来胜过文士和法利赛人的义。
Because he said, but whoever said that whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of judgment.
所以这边说到，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判。
So think and reflect about this.
我们需要来思考。
How many of us as brothers and sisters?
我们大家多少人都是弟兄姐妹。
That sometimes we get mad at angry at a brother or sister without cause.
那有时候我们向弟兄姐妹就发怒。
If we continue to do this,
我们如果一直这样子做，
then of course we will be in danger of judgment.
当然我们会受到审判。
God never said we should not be angry.
神没有说到说我们不可以生气。
Because if someone do something wrong to us, we have the right to be angry.
但有人做错对我们，像我们做错事，但我们会生气。
But we don't let the sun go down on our anger.
但是我们不能让我们的生气持续到太阳落下。
If the sun go down on anger, this means it become hatred.
太阳如果落下，我们还生气，就变成是恨恶。
Just like Cain.
就像该隐。
Actually, Cain, God did not accept his offering.
该隐，神没有接纳该隐的奉献。
Because he did not do well.
因为他没有做好。
Because of this, he was angry at Abel.
所以因为这样，他对亚伯他生气。
Because God accepted Abel's sacrifice.
因为神接纳了亚伯的奉献。
And the main reason because Abel sacrificed with faith.
因为亚伯他献的是靠着他信心而献祭。
So God said to Cain.
所以神就跟该隐说，
Why your countenance have fallen?
为什么你的脸变了颜色？
Why are you angry?
为什么你生气呢？
If you do well, have not I will accept you?
你如果做好的话，我不是会接纳你吗？
And he said, if you continue to be angry,
那你继续的生气，
then sin will lie at your door.
你如果继续生气，罪就伏在你脚前。
Then God told him, you must rule over this.
那你需要胜过这个。
But of course, we know later on he talked to his brother Abel.
知道我们知道以后该隐向他弟兄讲话。
Because of his anger, he killed his brother.
因为他很生气，所以他把亚伯杀了。
So that's why for us, we must truly follow the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们一定要来遵守神主耶稣给我们的教训。
A lot of time, our church is cannot grow.
很多时候我们的教会没有办法成长。
Because too many of us, we are angry with one another for no reason.
因为我们互相对地互相对方生气，没有什么特别的原因。
And sometimes we lack so much love for one another.
有时候我们没有互相对互相包容的爱。
Because we truly do not understand the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们不明白主耶稣给我们的教训。
Just think about us as brothers and sisters.
所以我们想，我们都是弟兄姐妹。
The reason we are brothers and sisters in the first place because God has shed His blood for us.
我们能够成为弟兄姐妹，首先是因为主耶稣替我们流了血。
So because of this, we should love one another very easy.
所以就因为这样，我们应该要互相相爱。
Actually, very easily.
很容易的能够相爱。
But why sometimes we always mad at one another and upset with one another?
那为什么很多时候我们对互相都会有生气呢？
If this is the case, we truly cannot surpass the righteousness of scribe and Pharisee.
如果是这样子的话，我们的义不能胜过文士和法利赛人的义。
I remember last year when I went to Taiwan.
记得上一年我去到台湾。
And before I went to Taiwan, many brothers and sisters always tell me the members in Aboriginal area, they are very loving, very kind.
我记得当我去的时候弟兄姐妹告诉我，在山地教会的同龄他们都很有爱心。
So during that time, we were going up to the mountain.
所以那时候我们就要上山。
And we're going to go to the church, I think, Dawei, like the big turn or something like that. I don't know the church name.
Dawei. 所以我们要去一个教会叫大伟。
So during that time, we don't know exactly what time we're going to get there.
那时候我们不知道我们到底哪时候几点会到。
So we got there quite late.
所以我们到的时候已经很晚了。
So when we driving up the hill, they all were there waiting for us and singing hymns of praise are welcoming us.
当我们上去的时候，我们看到他们都还在那边等着我们，还在那边唱诗欢迎我们。
And during the time they wait for us for hours already.
那时候他们已经等我们好几个小时了。
And then the following day we have Sabbath together.
那隔一天就是安息日，我们一起聚会。
And during the time I didn't realize after Sabbath because I had a little bit of headache.
那时候我感觉聚完会之后我有点头痛。
And I went to my room and I had to sleep.
我去我的房间，因为我需要休息。
When I came out, maybe half an hour later.
当我出来半个小时以后。
And they all were waiting for me to eat.
他在等着我要吃饭。
And I couldn't believe it.
我没有办法相信。
And I feel so guilty because I didn't realize if I don't eat, they cannot eat.
我没有发觉说，我如果不吃的话，他们也不吃。
And then after we eat.
当我们吃饭之后。
And then they said to me, Woody, because you're the first time here.
他就告诉我Woody, 你是第一次来。
We make a very special dish for you to eat.
我们做了一个特别的菜给你。
So during this time, they bring this pig skin, it's full of hair, right? Pig skin.
所以他们就把这个猪皮还有毛就带出来给我。
Of course, it smells so bad.
当然这个闻起来很难闻。
Because the pig skin has not been cooked, it's pretty much pickled.
因为这个没有煮过是腌过的猪皮。
And for me, if I eat any food and I see a piece of hair, I cannot eat anymore because it grosses me out.
因为如果我吃食物，我看到一个有毛的话，我就没有办法吃。
But this dish is full of pig skin.
但是所以这一个菜是就是猪皮的菜。
Not only that, they have fermented rice, right? Fermented rice.
而且还有发酵的，就是发酵的饭。
You know, sometimes when we cook rice in a pot, we leave it there for weeks, and you open it up, it smells so disgusting. That's what it smells like.
所以有时候如果我们把饭放在电锅里过了一个礼拜闻起来就是像那样。
So the time they offered to me.
那时候他们给我这个特别菜。
So the time I asked some of the brothers and sisters came from the city and said, why don't you guys try it first?
所以我就跟这个从城市来的弟兄姐妹说你们先试试看吧。
And they're like, no way.
他们说不要，我们都不要。
We're not going to eat it, right?
我们不吃。
So the time of 20 or 30 of them were looking at me, right? They want me to eat it.
所以那时候二三十个人瞪着我，他等着我要去吃。
So the time for me really just, I'm not exaggerating, just smelling I want to throw up.
我真的不是夸张，我闻到的时候我就想吐。
So finally I took a piece of pork skin and dipped it with that rice, right? And put it in my mouth.
所以我真的就拿了那个皮，然后拿一些饭，然后就吃了。
If they not were watching me, I would throw it up already.
他们如果没有人看着我，我可能已经吐了。
So every bite I took, I had to drink like almost a whole cup of tea.
每一我嚼一口，我就要喝一杯茶。
But you can see they truly have so much love.
但是我们可以看到他们真的很有爱心。
So I was joking around with them.
所以我就跟他们开玩笑。
I said next time when I come to visit you guys.
下次我再来访问你们的时候。
Please don't show me so much love.
拜托你们不要给我那么多爱心。
So when after I eat that pork skin,
所以当吃完这道菜，
then when I went back to back to the city,
我当我回到城市的时候，
then eating the 臭豆腐 is feel like it's a piece of cake.
当我要吃臭豆腐的时候，就觉得很容易了。
So I guess that's why after eating the pork skin, the stinky tofu is nothing.
所以吃了这个特别菜，再吃臭豆腐就没有办法比。
But I was only there for a couple of days, but I received so much love for them.
虽然我在那边只有几天，但是接受了很多的爱。
Let me went to one area.
然后我们去了一个地区。
Not only they have love for their fellow brethren.
不止他们对他们的弟兄姐妹有爱。
You can see they love God so much.
我们可以看到他们真的很爱神。
Because when we went up to the mountain, we see this beautiful building.
因为我们看到他们，我们山上的时候看到一个很漂亮的建筑物。
And everything around it is falling apart.
栋在他旁边的房屋都快要倒塌了。
Of course, that building was the church.
但我们知道那一栋建筑物就是教会。
And their own dwelling is falling apart.
他们自己所住的地方不是很好。
So the pastor said during that time.
所以传道在那时候就说。
Every time the members have something that is very good, they would bring it to the church.
每一次当信徒有好东西，他们一定带到教会。
Even one member, he cut down his tree and make a beautiful table and bring it to church.
有一个信徒他砍了一棵树，很漂亮的树，他把这树带到教会做桌子。
And it took him a long, long time.
他花了好长一段时间。
But he himself at his house has nothing.
但是他自己家里他没有什么东西。
So that's why for us, we need to go back to the basic.
所以我们真的要回到基本的信仰。
That is to love one another.
就是我们要互相相爱。
And there's no reason for us to be angry with one another over one night.
所以我们没有原因，我们能够让我们能够互相生气。
But If we cannot do this, the chosen people of God.
所以我们如果不能够做这样子的话，
then we just like the scribe and Pharisee.
我们就像文士和法利赛人。
Even though outwardly, yes, they can do many things.
虽然外表上他们能够做很多的事，
but inwardly,
但是在里面，
because the murder person is outwardly sign.
因为在外面杀人就是外面所做的行为，
but to be angry is inside your heart.
但是生气是内心的意。
So that's why for us.
所以我们。给我们每一个人，
we must surpass the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee.
我们的义一定要胜过文士和法利赛人的义。
This means do not be angry with our brothers and sisters.
所以我们不能够向我们的弟兄姐妹动怒，
especially with our cause.
特别当没有原因的时候。
And also do not call one another raka.
我们不可以骂弟兄是加辣。
Of course, raka means empty-headed.
拉加就是你是笨的人。
In other words, do not look down on one another.
也就是说，我们不能够来轻看别人。
If we look down on one another, we also in danger of the council.
我们如果轻看别人的话，我们难免受公会的审判。
Just like a person who call another person, you are foolish.
就像有人骂别人是你是魔力。
Still in danger of hellfire.
那就难免会受地狱的
火。So that's why for us, we must be pure in heart.
所以我们一定要成为清心的人。
Even though outwardly, yes, we can be good.
虽然外表上我们是好的人。
But inwardly,
但是我们的内心，
we also must be good.
我们的内心也是要好的。
Because that's like the Pharisee and the scribe.
因为像文士和法利赛人。
That's why Lord Jesus Christ said their tomb outside is look very beautiful.
所以他们耶稣说到他们好像外面坟墓看起来很好看。
But underneath their tomb is full of dead man's bone.
但是在坟墓里就是死人的骨头。
We cannot be like this.
我们不可以像这样。
Whatever we do outside, our inward person also must be the same.
我们外面外表所表现出来的，我们里面也要一样。
Actually, for me, this is one of the hardest things.
这个是最困难能够来做的。
Of course, when we sin against God.
当我们犯罪得罪神。
Sometimes our brothers and sisters do not know it.
有时候我们弟兄姐妹不知道。
And even your own spouse do not know it.
有时候你的妻子还是先生也不知道。
But who will know?
但谁知道？
That is Satan will know.
魔鬼知道。
Because Satan he lives in the spirit.
因为魔鬼是灵界的灵。
And when we sin against God by ourselves.
当我们自己犯罪得罪神。
Satan knows and God knows.
魔鬼知道，神也知道。
So that's why we must be able to not sin inside our heart and also outwardly.
所以我们内心不能够犯罪，外表也不能够犯罪。
That's why in verse 23.
所以二十三节。
Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, verse 24.
二十四节。
Leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. So you can see here in the olden days, actually, if someone sinned against you, or you sin against someone, you can just go and make a peace offering, and you'll be all set.
我们知道在古时候，当我们得罪人的时候，还是人家得罪我们的时候，我们只要献祭，那我们就被赦免了。
But Lord Jesus Christ said no.
但是耶稣说这不够。
If you have the gift to give to God,
我们如果要献礼物给神，
then you remember that your brother has something against you.
我们想到说有弟兄向我们怀怨。
This means maybe your brother or sister is angry with you.
或许有弟兄姐妹向我们生气。
Are you angry at them?
还是我们向他们有生气。
So you must leave the gift before the altar.
我们就要把礼物留在坛前。
And go our way.
然后去和弟兄和好。
And be reconciled to that brother or sister who have wronged against us.
跟弟兄姐妹他们和好之后。
And then offer a gift.
再来能够献祭。
This is very important.
这是很重要的。
So nowadays we spend so much time praying to God.
所以今天我们花好多时间祷告。
And a lot of time the reason we cannot reach to God because we have something against one another.
很多时候我们祷告没有办法达到神，因为我们互相有抱怨。
So because of this when we pray to God.
所以因为这样我们向神祷告。
Our prayer cannot reach all the way to heaven.
我们的祷告就没有办法达到天上。
Because if we have something wrong inside our heart.
因为我们如果内心有抱怨。
If we mad at a brother.
我们如果对某些弟兄姐妹有生气，
another,
我们如果互相有怀怒，
How can we pray to God with a clear conscience?
我们怎么能够有一个清洁的心向神祷告呢？
So that's why it's so important.
所以很重要的。
When we walk before God,
当我们走到神面前，
we must be blameless.
我们一定要是没有瑕疵的。
Being blameless doesn't mean we cannot do anything wrong.
没有瑕疵不是说我们没有做错事。
Just like in the book of Revelation,
就像在启示录
to the seven churches,
在七个教会
five churches They always do something wrong.
有五个教会，他们常常做错事。
But God tells them you can still be blameless.
但是神还告诉他们说，你还是能够成为无瑕疵。
They repent and do what they need to do.
他们需要悔改，然后做他们神要他们做的。
So the same thing for us.
相同的，我们也是一样。
Sometimes we wrong against our brothers and sisters.
有时候我们对不起我们弟兄姐妹。
We must communicate with them.
我们一定要向他们沟通。
We must apologize them.
我们一定要向他们道歉。
Most of all, pray to God that both of our hearts can work in unity.
那最主要的是我们要祈求神让我们能够同心的工作。
And only then when we come to church,
当然当我们来到教会的时候
and when we pray to God,
当那时候当我们向神祷告
God will hear our prayers.
神就会听我们的祷告。
And not only that,
不但这样子
on verse 25,
第二十五节
agree with your adversary quickly while you're on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge hand you over to the officer, and you be thrown into prison.
我要对我们向我们的对头在路上赶紧，他们和谐，恐怕他们把你送到审判官，他就把你下到监里。
So what does this mean for us?
这告诉我们什么
？Actually, we not only should get along with our brothers and sisters in church.
不但我们要跟我们的弟兄姐妹和好。
Outside the church, we also should be blameless.
在教会以外，我们也是要无瑕疵。
Because sometimes we as a chosen people of God.
因为有时候我们是神所拣选的子民。
Yes, in church we can act very well.
没有错，在教会我们能够表现得很好。
But outwardly,
但是在外面
and with people outside the church,
在我们不是我们的弟兄姐妹的人
we act just like them.
我们就跟他们表现一样。
I remember one time,
有一次我记得是这样
before spiritual convocation,
就是在灵恩会之前
and a member asked about three truth seekers to go to have lunch with us before the spiritual convocation, before the evangelical night.
有一个信徒邀请三个慕道朋友一起在还没有布道会之前去吃个饭
and in the restaurant,
结果在这个餐厅里
That member treated the waiter so bad.
这个信徒对就是端菜的真的的态度很不好。
And during time the three true seekers were looking at that member.
所以这慕道朋友当然是看着这个信徒的表现。
She yelled at the waitress. She's so mean at the waitress.
他向这个这些端菜的人在那边喊。
Actually, that night, the true seeker did not want to go to evangelical service.
结果那天晚上，当然这些人就不想去聚会了。
So that's why for us.
所以我们也是一样。
If you want to win soul for Lord Jesus Christ,
我们如果要得到灵魂
，do not act only good inside the church.
不但在教会里面表现要好。
Because if we act only good inside the church, this means we are acting.
如果我们在教会里面表现好，只是表演而已。
So our righteousness cannot succeed the righteousness scribe and Pharisee.
那我们的义就没有胜过文士和法利赛人的义。
But inside the church, outside the church, we act the same way.
所以在教会里面，在教会外面，我们的表现都要一样。
I remember when I first came to Christ.
我记得当我第一次来到教会，首先来到教会。
My biological mother, she liked to gamble.
我的亲生的母亲她很喜欢赌博。
And during time, I tried to preach to her.
那时候我向她。传福音。
I say, Mother, I know you like to gamble.
我说母亲啊，我知道你喜欢赌博。
But when you come to church, you pray to God, you receive the Holy Spirit, you have no desire to gamble.
但是你如果来教会祷告得到圣灵之后，你就不会想要去赌。
And one time she went to the casino.
所以有次她去到这个赌场。
Then she came back, she told me, Oh, I saw some of the brothers and sisters at the casino.
她就告诉我说，哦，我在赌场看到一些弟兄姐妹。
I say that is impossible.
我说了，不可能的事。
Our brothers and sisters do not go to the casino.
我们的弟兄姐妹不会去赌场的。
And then time she described that brother and sister to me.
所以那时候她就描述这弟兄姐妹的样子。
And she described exactly who they were.
她有办法描述他们到底真的是谁。
It doesn't matter if they go eating or not.Because they were in the casino.
不管他们是那边去吃饭还是怎么样，但是他们就在赌场里。
You don't drive 2 hours just to go eat at the casino, right? There's so many places in Boston to eat.
你不是开两个小时去那边吃饭那里，因为波士顿有好多地方可以吃。
I tell you from then on, I cannot talk to my mother about God at all.
结果从那时候开始就没有办法向我的父母亲传。因为我变成是法利赛人。
I told because both of these people they have the Holy Spirit.
因为我告诉母亲说这两个人都有圣灵。
And I told if they you pray and receive the Holy Spirit, you have no desire to go to casino.
我告诉她说，你如果得圣灵，你就没有要去赌场的这个欲望。
So, but praise and thank God, 10 years later.
但是感谢神，十年之后
，My mother is baptized.
我的母亲她来接受洗礼。
But for us, our life is really is viewed by everybody out there.
所以我们的生命生活，每一个人都在看。
So that's why we not only only wrong against our brothers and sisters, we should not also wrong against people outside.
所以我们不但不能够得罪我们的弟兄姐妹，对外面的人也是一样。
And only then that our righteousness can surpass the righteousness of scribes and Pharisees.
只有这样子，我们的义才能够胜过文士和法利赛人的义。
And then in verse 27.
第二十七节。
You have heard it was said to those of old, you should not commit adultery.
啊，你们听见有话说不可奸淫。
This is the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee.
啊，这个是文士和法利赛人的义。
So during the time that they commit adultery, they have to do it outwardly.
所以犯奸淫就是外表的行为真的去做了。
But what is our righteousness?
但是我们的义呢？
But I say to you that whoever look at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
啊，我只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
Actually, sometimes I receive a question from brothers and sisters.
啊，有时候我从弟兄姐妹有一些得到一些问题。
And sometimes I'm completely in shock.
有时候我感觉很惊讶。
Because sometimes we act just like the Gentiles in the world.
有时候我们的行为跟外面的外邦人一样。
One time I receive a question.
有一次我接到这个问题。
And this couple say because our sexual life is not, you know, is very boring.
这个夫妻他告诉我说他们的性生活很无聊。
Because I just want to be very plain with you to tell you what our members going through.
因为我只是想很清楚的告诉你我们的信徒他们在体验过什么。
So they said, is it okay for us to watch pornographic to spice up our sexual life?
所以可以看一些色情的电影来。给我们的性生活比较好吗？
Of course it's not right.
当然不对啊。
Because even in the Bible, it's just very simply tell us.
因为圣经上很清楚地告诉我们。
If we want to surpass the righteousness of scribes and Pharisees.
如果我们要胜过文士和法利赛人的义。
If we look at a person that lusts after him, he or she, actually we already have sin inside our heart.
我们如果看见一个人，不管是男人、女人，我们心里动一念，我们就犯罪了。
So that's why for brothers.
同样的也是弟兄姐妹一样。不管是年轻还是年纪大，
We should not watch anything that's dirty on the internet or on television.
我们不能够在网络上还是电视上看不好的事。
Because when we watch those things that's dirty, we already sin inside heart against our spouse and against our future spouse.
因为我们如果看这些事情的话，我们在心里已经对于我们现在的妻子还是未来的妻子已经犯罪了。
Same thing when we're at work.
同样的在工作也是一样。
Nowadays, a lot of fear happens at work.
很多的婚外的事情发生就是在工作上。
Because usually co-workers spend so much time with one another.
因为我们的同事，我们跟我们的同事花很多的时间在一起。
Why? Because for 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, they spend speaking to one another.
因为八九个还是十个小时，每一天都是他们互相有沟通。
But for us as a chosen people of God.
但是我们是神所拣选的人。
We should not lust after anyone.
我们不能够向任何人动淫念。
Because that is Satan's trap.
因为那个是魔鬼的陷阱。
Because if you look forward to go to work every day,
因为我们如果每天很盼望的要去工作，
the reason you look forward to go to work because it's a beautiful woman or a handsome guy at work, this means in your heart you already have sin.
如果我们去，因为是有一个很漂亮的同事，还是很英俊的同事，我们去的动机就已经犯罪了。
And the same thing when you come to church.
那同样的，我们来到教会。
Sometimes the reason we look forward to come to church because there's a handsome brother or a beautiful sister.
有时候我们很喜欢来教会，因为是有个很英俊的弟兄，还是很漂亮的姐妹。
Of course, this happened in our church, that's why I give you as an example.
我可以给你这一个我知道的是。
So that's why if we come to church, we like, oh, if the sister is not there, that on that Saturday we feel, wow, our whole Sabbath is all ruined, right?
有时候我们来到教会，有弟兄会感觉说，这个姐妹如果没有来，她整个安息日就很失望。
Even though this is very subtle.
虽然这个是很小的事情。
But actually, in our heart, we sin against God.
但是我们的心里已经得罪神了。
And how do we know when we go back to our spouse?
那我们怎么知道，当我们回到我们的妻配偶的时候，
our relationship will grow distant from one another.
我们互相的关系就会渐渐变分离。
Why? Because inside our heart is another man, there's another woman.
因为在我们的心里有另外一个男人还是另外一个女人。
So we can see in America, over 50% of people are divorced.
所以我们看到在美国有50% 以上的人他们都离婚。
And the main reason because of adultery.
为什么？就是因为犯奸淫。
Actually, I cannot say the main. The first reason is money. The second reason is adultery.
应该说第一个原因就是钱财，第二个原因就是这奸淫。
So that's why our Lord Jesus Christ tell us with wisdom.
所以主耶稣有智慧的告诉我们。
Whoever look at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery in her in his heart.
那凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人在心里已经犯奸淫了。
Look at King David.
我们如果看大卫王
King David, even though he's ruddy and he's handsome, but he was very strong.
大卫王虽然他很英俊，他有才能，但是他也很有力量。
How do we know he was very strong?
我们怎么知道他也很有力量呢？
Even at a young man, he can pick the Goliath's sword, right, and cut Goliath's head with it, because that sword weighs about 70 pounds.
我们知道他在很小的时候，年轻的时候就有办法拿起哥利亚的刀，割下哥利亚的头。这个刀是很重的刀。
And he said, when the bears come after him, he take it by the beard, right? The bear's beard and the lion's beard. How can you do that if you're not strong?
那动物来要攻击他的时候，他有办法抓住动物的胡须。他如果不很强壮，没有办法这样子做。
But one day he saw Bathsheba bathing.
但有一天他看到别示巴在洗澡。
And he lust after her.
他就动了一念。
And then he is gone.
结果他就失败了。
So that's why for brothers.
所以我们弟兄们。
For sure, almost every single brother's weakness are women.
每一个弟兄的弱点就是女人。
So what is the best thing for us to do?
所以我们能够做的最好的是什么？
Stay away from women.
就是不要接近女人。
Especially on internet, on TV, and all on those things.
特别这在网站还是在电视上都要分离。
And then verse 29.
第二十九节。
If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you, for it's more profitable for you than one your members to perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell.
若是你的右眼叫你跌倒，就挖出来丢掉，宁可失去百体中的一体。不叫全身丢在地狱里。
Actually, our eyes really a lot of time causes the sin.
真的，我们的眼睛很多时候让我们犯罪。
If these eyes causes the sin, we must pluck it out.
如果这眼睛让我们犯罪，我们要给它挖出来。
I remember one time an elder told me a testimony.
我记得有一个长老这样子见证。
Say one of the brother, he was sinning with his eye.
有一个弟兄，他因为他的眼睛，所以他犯罪。
And then he read this verse.
结果他看到了这一节。
Then he feels so guilty, he plucked out his eye.
结果他真的，他感觉很内心很内疚，他就把眼睛挖出来了。
I mean, he physically plucked out his eye.
他真的就是肉体上把眼睛挖掉。
And the time after he did, he knew it was wrong because the Holy Spirit moved and he put it back in, and then God healed his eye.
那结果圣灵感动他这样做不对，说要把眼睛放回去，神怜悯他，医治了他。
Actually, this verse is not like this.
但是这一节不是这样子。
If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out.
说你这右眼如果叫你跌倒，给他挖出来。
I don't know if you ever heard Pastor Huang's testimony.
我不知道你有没有听过黄传道的见证。
Pastor Huang's testimony.He always wear glasses.
黄传道说，他见证说他都要戴眼镜。
And his eyes are very bad.
因为他的眼睛不好。
So he said every time he talked to his sister, he take it off, so he cannot see any sister at all.
所以每次他要跟姐妹讲话，就眼镜拿掉，他就看不清楚了。
And that's for him to pluck out his eye.
所以这个就是他挖眼睛的办法。
Even sometimes when he pray and stuff like that, he take off his glasses.
那有时候他祷告也是把眼镜拿掉。
Because he did not want to see anything.
他不要看到什么东西。
And these are very good ideas for us.
这个也是很好的办法。
Because if our eye causes the sin,
因为我们只不过眼睛如果让我们犯罪，
we must pluck it out.
我们一定要给它挖掉。
For me, I used to love to watch television.
以前我很喜欢看电视。
Especially before I came to Christ, I used to love kung fu movies and things like that.
以前在没有来到教会之前，我很喜欢看功夫的电影。
Especially all of Wong Fei Hung series, right?
特别是黄飞鸿的电影。
And I used to love it.
我好喜欢。
And I spent so much time watching it.
我花了好多时间来看这些。
Of course, those things you watch is really not think that it's very sinful.
当然看那些其实也不是很罪恶的事情。
But after you watch those kind of things,
但是刚看完之后，
for sure your heart is very far from God.
我们的心当然是离神很远。
And like I shared with you before, I love to watch sports also.
那以前我也很喜欢看就是运动的活动。
But it's nothing wrong to watch sports.
当然看这些运动的活动没有错。
But we watch so much of it.
但是我们说看一直看好多。
Our heart also feel that we are far from God.
我们的心也会感觉离开神很
远。So for me, it was very difficult for me to pluck my eye out.
所以对我来讲，挖出我的眼睛真的很困难。
So what did I do?
那我怎么做呢？
I just got rid of the TV, right?
我就把我的电视卖掉。
Because I have no self-control.
因为我没有自我控制的办法。
But now the last couple of years I have a projector.
但是最近几年我有一个投影机。
Of course, the projector is a little bit better than television.
那投影机当然比电视更好。
Because sometimes when I'm in a hurry, if you want to turn on a projector, it takes a little bit long, right? You must warm it up and this and that. Sometimes I'm too lazy to turn it on.
但是有时候因为要给它投影机要需要很一段时间，所以才能够看。所以有时候太懒惰，我们就不看了。
What am I trying to say?
所以我告诉你什么
？If we know our weaknesses,
你如果知道你自己的软弱
，the best way is to run from it.
最好的办法就是逃避。
Just like Joseph.
就像约瑟一样。
Do not think we can overcome all these things.
不要想说我们能够胜过。
Because we, if we don't run away from it.
因为我们如果不逃跑。
And then that's why the Bible says better for all our members, one of our members to perish than the whole body to be cast into hell.
所以圣经才告诉我们我们宁可失掉白体中的一体，不叫全身丢在地狱里。
The same thing in verse 30.
同样在三十节。
And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it's more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell.
若是右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉，宁可让白体中失去一体，不叫全身下入地狱。
So whatever it takes, we must get rid of our weaknesses.
所以不管我们怎么做，一定要来胜过我们的软弱。
We cannot get rid of our weaknesses.
我们如果没有办法胜过。
And then we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们就不能够进入天国。
And our whole goal to come to worship God, to serve Him, is to enter the kingdom of heaven.
那我们来敬拜神来崇拜神的原因的目的就是要进天国。
So if our right eye causes a sin, pluck it out.
所以我们右眼叫我们跌倒，给它挖出来。
If our right hand causes a sin, cut it off.
我们的右手如果叫我们跌倒，给它砍下来。
That's the only way that we can truly enter the kingdom of heaven.
这就是唯一我们能够进入天国的办法。
Let's bow and pray.
我们一起同心默祷。
Amen. We take a break, then we come back at 11.
我们休息一下，十一点回到教会会堂。